Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
My client, she bought a place that was like one of my strategies for my clients is to help them buy small, like especially if they're in middle class, buy cheap condos and then rent them up. Cheap condos in great areas and then rent them up. And then like when it's at the bottom, there's no way to go except for up. Yeah, and then for when you're buying low price condos, it's you know, when the market's bad, then people don't buy the expensive stuff, but people always buy the cheap stuff. So that's why lower priced condos are pretty much the safe bet. So she bought a lower priced condo, I told her to get it, and now she's able to rent out for like $1,650. And she bought the condo for like $330. So it's like, it's pretty much break even, cash on cash, which is like phenomenal. And she bought this in like Vancouver area, right? And it's great. I think many middle class people should be talking to their realtors about getting into this kind of market. But obviously you have to work with the right kind of realtor that knows which areas are good and which areas command a high rental rate.
Have you seen this strategy fail? No,
that's why the realtor is important, because the realtor has to find it where, like, you'd have to be a bozo, not like to screw this up, right? So you have to get a. So example, like if you want to give shoes to your child, and your child let's say is like 2 years old, 3 years old, you don't give them like shoes with like shoelaces and everything. You give them like slip-ons. It's pretty hard to fail at slip-ons. You know, like, and then if they're good, if they can handle slip-ons, then you can do Velcro and then all that stuff. But you don't give them like Velcro plus shoelaces all in the first go, right? So in real estate, you want to start off with something that's manageable, something that they can handle. So I would say like cheap, low price condos. It's pretty hard to screw that up, especially if you buy one that's has no rental restrictions, that meets the criteria of location, community, like price per square foot and comparable prices in the neighborhood. Like when you do all the economic fundamentals and you look for, and location is very important, of course. Like what's going on in the community? How's the population in that area? Like is there any future development going on? Like all those things are important. And then are there any like schools around? Are there any shopping centers around? Are there any maybe golf course or like areas where people would flock to, right? So if you choose the right area and you choose the right unit home in that area, it's pretty hard to fail. It's pretty hard to fail. Like, so for example, when I promote Atmosphere, I've already done all the hard lifting. Out of like the 100 pre-sales in the city, I've already narrowed down Atmosphere to one. So it's pretty hard to screw up now. You've already chosen the right pre-sale. Now you just have to choose one of the better units. Are they like, and then even if you choose the crappiest unit at Atmosphere, it's still pretty good because you already nailed down the most important part, which is the location. Like unless you just randomly pick the most expensive unit in the complex, it's pretty hard to screw up.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.